This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can I tell that story yet about you? The AI situation you ran into?
This is unbelievable.
Owen, he was looking up you tell it. It real quick.
Yeah. Well, somebody we know had untimely death, right? So we're looking for the information. Me and my wife have been scouring the internet. And then, you know, her dad sends us, here's the obituary. And we click on it. We're like, no, this has all sorts of wrong information. And then at the very end, it says, hey, the services are today. And we're like, we can't find that anywhere. We cross-referenced it with the funeral home. Uh-huh. We didn't even know what the funeral situation was going to be. Seems like these days, doesn't it seem like it's so much different? Like when I was younger, it was, this is the wake. This is the funeral. And now there's so many deviations of that. Like everybody kind of does it differently and whatever. So we looked and it's like, this isn't true, but people were running with this. So we read it and we're like, oh, this is totally AI generated.
I've had a similar situation within the last year, someone that, you know, adjacent to, and it was like, it was a total obituary and it said, well, they are from here. And it was, you know, they were born at Parma Hospital, right? They were not from there. That just happened to be where they were. And it was just off of the info that you can get off of public domain.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then kind of piece together.
Yes, but it's so misleading, and it actually causes a lot of distress. But like, who's responsible for this? Is this some website in Turkey that they're just mining all the public databases to generate information? Like, I couldn't find anything, and yet the computer was able to do it. It found a name, it found a city, and then it went with its version of the facts, and it's all wrong. And it's misleading me. You know for sure it's misleading. You know, people that have are not even of this generation.
Oh, God.
Like, they are flailing away going, okay, we're here for the services today. And it's like, no, you've been conned by a website that's AI generated.
How many people are showing up to funeral homes?
All around the country with this stuff. And I said, well, how much money could there possibly be in this con? And somebody astutely, like, responded on social media, like, if they could just get 10,000 clicks for one person and then extrapolate that over every person that dies, like, okay, that's a moneymaker. And I'm like, should we try to get some legislation passed, or is this not a big enough deal?
Not to mention phishing and all of that.
Yes. Imagine if it's like, hey, they will take your donations at this website. It's some GoFundMe setup. Like, you could easily see people being conned by this. And then I'm like, man, now to think about this, actually a pretty sophisticated con.
That is... It is bone chilling, to say the least, and I mean that.
And then there's a death. You're already dealing with having to contemplate those feelings.
You guys all want this AI and ChatGPTs and all that other stuff. There you go. There you got it. I hope everybody's happy. It makes life so much simpler. Do you want life so much simpler all the time? Because somebody can just write, excuse me, a computer can just write your obituary and send people on a wild goose chase to find your body on display. Even though you may have been cremated or God knows what. Is that what you want to leave your loved ones? Is that what you want to do? And then it's just a matter of time. I mean, how many times I'm waiting for somebody to make a program. It's probably already happened. I just haven't looked into it yet. I'm waiting for somebody to make a program where they just call up and do a whole thing with some local insurance agent, takes out a loan or takes out an insurance policy or takes out a loan or something like that with a loan, with a lender. You're just waiting for it because everything needs to be done online. So you're just you're waiting for the moment where somebody created something to foist money out of somebody, and now you're going to see some local thing with some woman named Agnes, and she's sitting there clutching pearls and holding on to things because somebody took out a loan in her name with ChatGPT or something like that. I'm telling you.
Is there a year technologically, Kenny, that if they would have frozen at that year, you would have been good with it?
Yes, I think in like 2015, I would have been fine.
I
swear to God, it's recent.
I was going to go way earlier than that.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to go to like 1997 when I went to a website, my social studies teacher, and there were five headlines on the news, and I could click on them, and I'm like, oh my God, the internet. This is ridiculous. How can I do this?
But dial up, you don't want dial up.
No,
so I'm fine with that.
Is there a year? Because I'm trying to think of like, when was the first year it seemed like we had 5,000 or 10,000 cable channels? And then the internet was available and people were having.
It's like 97, 98. Okay. TRL was rocking.
I'll go past
106
that.
And Park. Well, was 106 and Park that, in the 90s?
Yes.
Yeah, it was in the 90s.
But it took me, 7 to 8 minutes to get a picture and I'm not
waiting
that
But I will say, in like 1999 or 2000, I was able to not only download Napster or LimeWire or all of that, and also put a CD together, print out a cover with all sorts of artwork on it on that CD, and have that generated in no time. That felt like I could do that in like a minute. That was pretty cool.
So you don't want smartphones.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm fine with smartphones.
I don't know that we needed smartphones.
Fine with smartphones.
The smartphone chaos. Like, and I'm not even talking about the fact that we give all our information freely to anybody who wants it. No, ooh. I mean, there were DVR capabilities pretty early on in like the early 2000s, were there not?
I don't remember that.
No.
I remember VCRs.
I mean, I was not stateside from 2000 to
when was HD? This is an important moment in time.
I moved back in 2005, and I remember I got a TiVo, and everyone was like, this is crazy.
What was the first year of HDTV where it was pretty widespread?
Oh, yeah.
2006?
Yeah.
2005, 2006?
Somewhere in there.
Okay, so we can't go before that.
Right.
We have to, let's find the baseline here. When do we absolutely, what was technology we can't live without? And I understand people say, listening in, people, maybe scientists are saying, actually, AI is gonna solve for cancer a lot earlier on. They're going to look for, geomaladies that you couldn't find otherwise.
We went from analog to digital television over the air, right, with the bunny ears, had to get at least the converter box. That was in June of 2009.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That was when they stopped sending the analog signal over the air.
Yeah, but what? Think about so what
maybe
came,
a little before that.
But think about what that also expedited. The streaming world, which I think is way worse than old cable.
What,
cable
really?
Was so much better. Cable was so much better.
You didn't have to do a lot of thinking with cable. It's they told just, you. They go, here,
here
you go.
Here are 10,000 channels. You've got everything you could ever want.
What's
now,
on?
Now you didn't have video
watch
on demand.
Airheads 40
but
times
I didn't
week?
Need video on
See,
demand.
I disagree with
I had 10,000 channels and I never once complained about
that.
Not being able to get a movie right when I wanted it. I never complained about it back then because it wasn't possible yet.
You would sit there. You did the same thing you would do on Netflix. You just did it on cable. And then the worst thing about it was you would click in at the wrong time and it's like, we'll be right back after this. You're like, God,
we
I
were getting Netflix mailers by then.
That's true. But like
but
now,
all my sports was available in one place. I got every game.
That's true.
That
Ken
was so much better than
that
right
we
now.
We don't get SportsCenter on a loop anymore. Would you like to go back to a time when they just showed the same SportsCenter for?
Yes.
Oh
my God.
I'd be more into hockey.
Yeah.
I'd be more into tennis.
Much more well-versed sports fan.
Well, that was
I'd
even
be such a better sports
hockey
fan.
Died. There was a lockout in like 03, 02, 03, and then that's where hockey really started to fall off. So maybe that's where you want to be.
I did a highlight yesterday. I swear to God, I did a highlight yesterday where we made a gag out of it. There's Wimbledon going on right now, and Nick Kovac, you know, he's like, good luck with this one, and he did it, and he goes, I want you to have fun with it. And it was women's tennis, and I didn't know.
You have no clue.
I hear Sabalenka in the background somewhere if I'm driving or something like that, like if Jeff's doing an update. But I don't know how to say it. Like, it got to the end as, like, the first American woman, I think, to reach the finals since Serena Williams in 2016. I go, I know who Serena Williams is. But, like, in the 90s when you had SportsCenter on a loop every day, and it was nothing but highlights, Sampras, name the 90s tennis players right off the top of your head. Women, too. Steffi Graf, Monica Seles.
Oh, yeah.
Right off the taboom. That's two more
that
I know now.
Navratilova.
Martina, that's three. There you go. I mean, Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi, Michael Chang. That's three. I don't know any of the other. That's three more than I know now. Sorry. I know Dustin's maybe out there.
Agassi.
Sorry, buddy. Did I say Agassi?
Bjorn Borg.
Yeah, that was the end of him. Boy, go
no,
back to
I
the end of Jimmy
no,
Connors.
I think you're thinking
and
like Boris Becker.
Boris, I don't know.
Yeah,
these are all names that I know. I don't know why I know them, but I know them.
I pulled that one out of my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, tell you if I'm in the right spot or not.
I would still stop at like... Because there's a lot of things
Francis
with...
Sanchez Vicario?
Of course.
Champions pose on that one.
Everyone knows Sanchez
That's a terrifying
Vicario.
Scenario.
But so I'm just saying...
The Vicario scenario?
It's something to think about. It's almost a homework assignment. We
Martina
might have to,
Hingis?
We might... Oh, yes. Yes. I remember her. Okay, if we went back, like let's make this a homework assignment. Everybody has to come back on Monday. It's next week, not a lot going on.
No.
Everybody has to come
game.
Back on Monday
Jose
and give me the year that you would freeze for perpetuity that technology in that year and you would embrace it and you would go back to it. Because right now we're just fleshing this out over the air. We're talking about a lot of
All
things.
Right. I'm writing it down in the book.
But till Monday, everybody has a homework assignment. If you could go back, and that's the technology for the rest of our lives. Because I think we all sit here and argue today, like, again, yeah, AI might help us in medicine. There's mm-hmm. there's absolutely, they're uncovering how
well,
amazing
wonderful.
AI can you know, be able to solve for things, look at these genetic anomalies, and be able to solve for it instantaneously.
Everywhere else, it's scaring the
things
hell out
that
of
would
me.
Take you to go to 30 doctors around the country to go find, you know, life-saving measures.
Somebody just sent us a bot obituary, and it's Brenda Tent retired from living at the age of old, surrounded by family of natural causes.
Where do I donate my money?
A librarian from birth, Brenda was an avid collector of dust. She had a sweetheart and married her high school. She loved having hobbies and helping her sons to be disadvantaged youths.
Wait a second. Is that one of Keith's new hires?
She had no horses, but thought she did. The church gave her a choir because she sang like Bird and looked like Bird, and Brenda was a bird. She owed us so many poems. The funeral will be held in 1977 in heaven. In lieu of flowers, send Brenda more life.
And that right there is the quality of journalism, student. These schools are churning out.
If somebody could make my obituary like that someday, I'd be perfectly fine.
You'd go with the gag.
Yes. Clavid collector of dust. Is bad off? Is this the worst offseason in the NFL ever? Considering we just ranted and raved and scared the hell out of everybody about AI?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the worst offseason ever?
I guess I'd ask what offseason. I mean, outside of just the draft, which the NFL has every year.
Yeah.
There were some fireworks around. Now, it helped that we happened to have a number two pick at the time.
Yeah.
So we were invested in this draft. But overall, like this, the free agency movement, the trades,
yeah.
And it just feels like this offseason, there's not been nearly the chatter of past offseasons.
Coming up in just over 20 minutes, I think it's going to be time to dust off an old campaign. Pay the man. And I ain't talking about football there. There is more to come at 720 with a certain somebody. And I actually have something in common with the Rooneys. Can you believe this? I have something in common with the Rooney family. That coming up at 720 this morning. Coming up in 5 minutes. If you can't handle this, then maybe the Cavs just aren't the team for you. And the NBA isn't the league for you. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.